The biggest rift over the school funding bill boiled down to vouchers backed by Patrick. He pressed the Senate to add vouchers to the House's legislation. The House refused to agree to vouchers called education savings accounts, which would have allowed special needs children to use public money for private school education or homeschooling. Without the vouchers, the Senate declared school funding dead. The House's public education chairman, Dan Huberty, explained why the House did not see the vouchers as a way to provide education for special needs children.
Under these programs, these students with special needs would receive less funding because of their value under the ESAs would be calculated based off a state average and not on the student's needs.
The school funding legislation would have increased the amount of state funding for nearly every public school student in the state. School districts have said that they desperately need that money.
What are you going to tell those districts? What are you going to tell those children when you go home?
Huberty said that state senators will now have to answer to parents, educators, and voters back home. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.